Hi everyone, you're listening to the Vialucci Podcast, uncensored and completely unedited discussions about life and everything in it. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hi there, happy festive season.
I had a thing about Trump, because I just had a bomb going to it, but it was just funny. These little playing cards he's got, and on the cards that he's selling, he looks like a bodybuilder. Just delusional.
But they still got the big head.
Like they got on the car.
Yeah, he's got a body like Bruce Lee. Like,
have you not seen them? Because he's trying to just shill money from everyone because of all his legal fees. He's brought out the cards.
Oh, he's brought it out.
Yeah, well, it's NFT. Yeah. Technically,
they're NFT. Electronic cards.
Okay.
So it's an image, and he's selling them for like £1,500. And
it's got him in like the Sahara holding like an M16 assault rifle.
Yeah,
him,
spaceman.
Like, him doing like bench pressing like that.
No irony. Yeah. No irony. Built.
Yeah, like, him like wrestling a tiger, you know.
And they're not even physical. So you pay like...
And
you get an electric... I'll just take a screenshot.
It's like a GIF or something.
Yeah, it's just a cheap...
People pay though.
Yeah. Anyway, if you buy the
whole set...
1 second. If you buy the whole set, get this. President of the United States, or previous. If you buy the whole set, you get a piece of material from his suit.
And as I said, there's no chance of that.
But it's not Jesus. It's not like part of the Shurin Shroud.
It's very expensive, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think it's £5,000 to buy all the cards. But it's all electric. You don't get anything. You just get a picture on the computer.
Hi, everyone. Should we introduce our guest?
Well, we like to start or end on Trump. So there we go. Well, so, Lucy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You found the place.
London is a very scary place.
How far did the maps take you?
Oh, I was only in Joe and Juice.
Oh, yeah, because you could be around the other side of the
building.
There's
no numbers. Yeah. It's like, I was looking for numbers, and then I'm asking people, and they're like, oh, it's over there. And no offence, but Londoners. Yeah. Are you Londoners?
No, well...
Yeah, I spend a long time,
Yeah, they don't want to help you.
No, of course not. Too busy.
Once.
Head down and walk.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah. I've just stopped responding to people when they're because I'm just like, ah!
Don't fell off behind you. Go on.
Sorry, yeah, because they're just always after money. And I'm just my first thing is always like, I'm sorry, dude, I'm not going to give you anything.
Yeah. They got the card machines now, though.
Really?
I love it when they whip them out.
Big issue. That's been clever. Doing them, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen buskers, you know.
Yeah.
That's clever, man.
Because
that's a good excuse. It's like, sorry, mate, I haven't got any change.
Yeah, it's a great one. And I got a card.
That's fine, I got a card read. Don't have a card, mate.
Did I tell you about the homeless guy in my town?
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing.
That my homeless guy in the town sent. My homeless guy in the town sent. There's always one that you sort of recognise.
Yeah,
been there for
the
a while.
One.
Yeah.
There's always one who takes a shine to you, isn't there? become their official.
They're very polite nowadays. They say thank you and all that because they know I might see him again. They're playing like a. Because usually they tell. Anyway,
I used to have one who hang out at the bus stop, and he'd always go, "Afternoon, sir. Yeah. How are you? On your way to work, sir? Very good." And like, he'd never ask for money, but he'd just be like super polite.
This one, I went past him the other night. He had a little TV on the. It's obviously not
on the thing.
No, it wasn't plugged in. But I thought, why is somebody giving him a little TV? You can't plug that. And I thought he's got to be selling it or something. But anyway, I just saw the TV in his bag. He wasn't there. If funny enough, he's confident enough to leave stuff. He's always leaving like a pile of books or things. I think, nobody's going to nick them. But anyway, he was the other day. Somebody walked up to him. It was a month ago, and him and there was a woman next to him on the outside the Woolworths, and then another guy come up and he went off and he went. Can I sit here? But yeah, make yourself comfortable. And I was like, well, you can sit down. I'm not talking about the comfort. But anyway, he saw this guy, and he's in the, because I go in the town centre every day. And no irony, the guy went to him, how's it going? Now, bearing in mind, he's in a sort of piss stained bag. It's always soaked. And it's not like central London. And his mate went, how you doing, mate? And he went, yeah, it's all right, mate. And I thought, are you?
Is it, mate?
I don't know. And there was no irony in his voice. He went, I'm doing all right, mate. I thought, that's positivity right there. Forget Anthony Robbins. You're in a piss state.
And you're in a situation.
Yeah, well, I'm doing not too bad.
Could be worse. You're like, good on you.
There's no plug on that TV. No, I got TV.
Where do you live then?
In Hertfordshire. That's enough. It's outside of London. It's about 40 miles outside of London.
It's in Stevenage, isn't it?
Anyway, so, how do you know?
my grandfather's from there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as soon as you get out to London, your lungs sort of fill up with clean air again and start breathing again. We must get Life Under Deck, Below Deck.
Below Deck.
Yeah, just get that out of the way.
Or get gone, give them all the names. I've had everything.
That's what you're known for. You was known for. That was your rise to fame.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just thinking.
We're currently known for, let's say, because there's obviously going to be a lot of
pictures. Thank you. We're quite high up here, and you were quite low down there. Do you ever do any media work that's sort of like ground level?
Well, yeah, no, I was actually literally under the water. So that's where your bed's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're under.
What was it, the Parsius 3?
Parsival 3.
Parsival.
Yeah.
What's the Parsival bit? Is that a name of a family?
Oh, it's just a name. Like, if you're rich, you just give it whatever. Oh, okay. So it's like, what name would you
A wife's name or something. Mm. The mistress.
The girlfriend.
A favoured mistress.
Yeah.
Which one? Well, it's the third one. Yeah.
The European one. Yeah. How did you end up on there?
So I...
Because you haven't done acting or anything. They haven't got you from Lecturers Agency. No, but I mean, they don't go to...
Real yachties.
Right. You've worked on yachts before, haven't you? Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I was in uni and then the classic COVID came. So I was like, I want to get out. I don't want to be here anymore. During like the break time of it, like when you had the summer break. I was like, oh, do you know what? I'll type in my qualifications, what I can do. And it said, you can be a yachty and earn money and travel during the summer break. So I was like, oh, fine. Did my course. 2 weeks later, I was in on Teebs.
What was the course? Just hospitality sort of making?
No. You'd learn it all. So I just had to learn boat, like life at sea.
Oh, right.
Like safety.
Yeah.
We had to put out a fire, literally put out a fire. It was like crazy. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. 5 days in Isle of Wight and then straight into Antibes, south of France. And 2 weeks later, I got picked up and went on a massive super yacht.
But where did they get to? What did somebody just call
and
you?
Then, no, that wasn't Below Deck. And then I came back, finished my uni. And,
oh, right, yeah. Okay.
I had like a few thousand followers, like 6,000 followers on Instagram, not that many, but I put pictures of me obviously yachting, and then it's like kind of like the Love Island thing, like scout you, and I was like a little uni student, I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
They
came to me.
Through social media?
Yeah.
Okay. Instagram. And then I finished uni, and within a week from that, I went on the boat.
What did you do at uni? Is that sports management?
Sports management, okay. I did at uni, yeah.
And was there any interview, audition process?
Yeah, I just did Teams. Because they're American. It's like an embassy.
Oh, Bravo, right, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know, it's all right. Yeah. But they're all American, so they did it all over Teams. Right. I had like 30 people at the top.
Oh, okay.
I could only see one.
Right.
And they were asking me this is actually what I want to talk about, because it's about you being like, a single young girl. Loved it.
Yeah. A lot of people just lie.
That's the angle then that they were sort of trying to.
Yeah. What was the audition process? What was the general theme? Just questions.
Yeah. Are you single?
Right.
Ooh, would you get with a boy if you were free?
That's a bit on the nose.
Yeah. Like, I was put in for that.
Yeah. God, it's not even like. They just say it.
Yeah.
You are single, aren't you? Yeah. And you would.
Oh, no. And then I got a text and it was like, we really love you, but. You promise between now and like when you come on, you're not going to get a boyfriend.
No.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
the balls.
Promise me, they say.
Oh, my God.
Because the ones that lie, they then get to there, like, because we had one on our season and then there's loads on the others. They get to the boat and then they freak out because they're like, oh, my God, my fella back home is going to be fuming. No,
right,
and then they say, and then production's like, are you serious? Yeah. Like, you're a liar.
Messing with the line,
the storylines.
Yeah.
But it's, I will say this, it's the realest reality TV out there.
Yeah.
You can't fake a boat crash.
But you've got to do a lot. There's not a lot of leisure time anyway. You must be doing stuff.
We were.
Yeah.
I was working 18-hour shifts.
Yeah, because I read some of the only time you're not seen is when you're in the toilet, but you could come out and they'll have a camera on you.
Oh, yeah. But aren't allowed in the toilet at the same time.
Right.
So, without a camera.
Do they do that thing where you're in the toilet and you're whispering?
No, I used to be like, oh, my God. My Mads was like my best friend on that. Look at this picture. And it'd be like, I fucking want to go home.
Or messages in the toilet paper.
Because the cameras, they're like, they're everywhere. So you have to be like, and you're like, look at this picture. Yeah. And it's just like, I can't believe this just happened. It's something you don't want to say in camera. So you'd say it on the
How many staff did the production crew have on there?
24-hour shift.
Yeah.
But they split into obviously two groups of people.
So how many people?
So camera people at one time, there's sound and camera obviously, and they travel about three of them on a boat at a time.
There's always three,
yeah.
And how many staff?
And then, oh, then there's on the, obviously in the back, in the like, what do you call it? Like a red, no, not a red room.
Red room.
Like the back room where all the,
right, yeah.
Gallery.
Yeah,
watch whatever,
the yeah. gallery, yeah. Right. On the boat, we had that.
Yeah, I was going to say, so there's a few people. Yeah. It's not like there's a lot of space anyway for when you've got
the
working people.
No. They take up a whole room and they have these big cameras.
Yeah.
Because say,
lighting?
Like, yeah.
How'd you light that?
The amount well, yeah.
They just have to use natural
just
light.
Do, I think you have evenly like light everything.
Very, just go to the yeah. Caribbean.
It's like a TV. It's like a sort of old fashioned. It's like a Friends or whatever. Friends, they just there's TV lighting and they just like right. give everything that same yeah. light so they can set up anywhere. There's no shadows. There's no right. anything. It's just
the whole thing's lit.
It's just a flat right.
yeah.
lighting.
Yeah, very good camp. Like it is.
Yeah.
The cameramen are amazing. But it, they have you in. They have the room so they can watch. Because say I'm doing something in another room and a guest is like being an idiot, yeah. but the camera's on someone else outside. Water skiing, they're like go
can
go,
I just
go.
Say I just swear to God I don't often, you know, when you laugh at things you very rarely laugh on your own because that means it's funny because yeah. nobody's looking, you're not doing it as part of a group. And I laughed on my own at night. I was watching the video and you said it was about cleaning up after somebody.
Oh.
And you went, I've got to do this. I'll do that. I'm not your fucking maid. Oh, actually, I am.
I am, yeah.
I actually laughed out loud on my
own. Yeah, I love the commentary. I love green screen. I liked saying what the audience thinks because yeah. we, as Brits, we're so literal. Yeah. So, like, I would say what the audience is thinking, and then that's why people were like, "Oh, she actually knows."
But it's such a statement that just comes out, and that now it's actually wrong because usually you say that all the time. They go, "Oh no, I am."
Yeah, not I'm. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I know.
So yeah, that's I can't do public service. I can't clean up after people or anything like that because I can't do it. If they're polite, but they're not, you can't rely on people. They're just yeah. animals. Did that because you're not used to that. Damn, it's not clean up enough. It's not like that's your life, that job, hospitality. So did are you
no,
used to just...
I come from clubs, so I worked as a
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Cleaning you bouncer, were you?
No, maybe it was. Why did everybody look at me as the bouncer?
Maybe
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're our best friends. I was the VIP girl.
Funny enough, one of my best friends was a VIP girl.
Yeah.
Because you're both on each other's side. You get the managers are never on your side.
No.
They're always against you. I remember an argument. Oh, we're getting to my mate. But yeah, so how long was the whole process, the whole thing from start to finish?
We filmed for 6 weeks, but then I filmed.
Was there a break in that?
You have, it's called a down day. So you have yeah. two down days
oh,
like,
okay.
every 2 weeks.
And they just leave you alone. You go off and do
oh,
your...
you don't, no, you have no phone. You're in a hotel room.
For
you
the get, time off?
Yeah, food brought to you.
Oh, joking. So you can't just go off.
No, no going outside the pool, nothing.
But why if they're not filming you?
Because safety. You can't mingle with the other cast.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But what are you going to come up with? It's not a game show.
Well, if you have a relationship, like what if you...
Oh, they just don't want to not see stuff happening.
Yeah, like what if right. you're like getting into a relationship and you never like...
Yeah.
Sex
on, oh, yeah,
like,
God forbid we don't film it.
Yeah, no, generally.
Right, yeah.
If you had sex like on the yeah. down day and they didn't get that on camera on the boat,
yeah.
oh, my God, they'd be spewing. That's why you're not allowed phone because you could text and be like, you could...
Yeah, they want to see everything happening. As
yeah.
It? Right, okay.
So they literally just kind of fridge you for a couple of days. You just yeah. sort of
it's
have
like
to,
Big Brother. Everything's
yeah.
got to get seen.
I was watching Italian TV, like in Italian. I was just like losing my mind. I was on my... Like I had my Apple Watch and I was yeah. just like trying to text and call on my Apple Watch. It was sending me...
How many people were on the boat? Like staff? Six, seven?
Actual staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so captain.
Yeah.
Two. Yeah, so...
I'm trying to think how many people
seven,
were
seven.
You technically matched up for? Would there be like four
I was
guys?
Matched up for, yeah, four.
Was there really?
Yeah, four.
I thought, yeah, I'm just trying to think how many options would they give?
But not the captain, but yeah.
No, yeah, I thought yeah, he would have been out the, yeah.
But I was 23 and two of them were 35.
Yeah, that's a jump. Mm-hmm. That is... Not
it's
for
not
them.
Bad,
not for
like,
them.
Yeah, yeah,
the other
yeah.
way, yeah.
yeah.
They'll jump down.
Oh, yeah. Well, they would have jumped down. Though.
Yeah.
not they, them two.
It's the it that got me. But so, and without being delicate, did stuff happen? It must have.
Me, I didn't.
Yeah, I know. Noticed that you were sort of yeah. almost got in trouble for not getting involved in it all. But
you
other
know
people
what?
I did.
I never feel like I can speak about it.
Yeah. And just don't you know if you're not comfortable.
Oh, no. I that's what I mean is like I feel like I can't speak about it and I feel like I was put on there.
Yeah,
to,
yeah. And you just didn't go along.
Yeah.
With
so
the whole...
basically, I think my character was the dumb blonde British girl, young, 23,
from Wales. Probably doesn't know about the world.
Yeah,
that sort
was
of
okay with her job, And that was the first 2 weeks. And I looked at the comments, and you do, like, you look at the Reddit. You do, like, they say not to, obviously, like, yeah. and but you do.
Yeah.
Because you do want to know what people think about you. There's Facebook forums with, like, 140K, like, fans really? Of these below deck. Yeah, yeah, they're
yeah.
obsessed.
Yeah.
And my mom would look at them and stuff like that. And it was, oh, God, just another blonde girl who wants to be an influencer. Just another one that's come on. Here she is. And then I started doing my work well. I wasn't in, and then a week later, I pied like one of the boys. And then I graduated. So I missed my graduation, and they threw me a graduation party because that was like a cool thing to do.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then I graduated with a degree. Done. From there on, I was like loved, and I really I appreciated that, obviously. Yeah. Like I had no hate at all.
You can't blame them because they're just seeing a black and white.
No, exactly.
They're filming the bits
I was
they
a
want
dumb blonde. Yeah. I couldn't put the pineapple in this blender and put the blender top on. It's like, she's saying, damn. And I was like laughing at it. But no, I was genuinely, they were so lovely to me. And I had like comments being like, I had a message from this woman and it was like, I love you so much. Usually I wouldn't want my daughter to watch Below Deck because it's not that inspiring to be like that. But I want her to travel the world like you did. You got a degree while I was like mid-Atlantic when I was traveling. I started doing one of my papers in mid-Atlantic. And then you got a degree, you've seen the world, and you've respected yourself. Like you've not gone on, she's not gone on TV to be famous for having sex. Which is nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong, because a woman can do whatever she
did
wants.
Did anybody
to do,
else like, hook up on the boat?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave it there. Are we laughing?
No,
you can watch it.
I just thought I'd just say it just to get it out. But then...
No, you can watch it.
Did any of them stay together?
No.
No, it's just that.
Isn't they ever?
What year?
Three Love Islanders 60s. That are still together, isn't
right.
it?
I don't know.
So what if... Have any other reality TV... Because you've got an agent. Have any of them been in contact?
I think we're very American. So we're not on it. We go on Channel 4 and Netflix.
Yeah.
So we're not on that yet.
It's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey You.
Hey You. Yeah.
Which is very big in America, like Housewives. It's big here. Hmm. Below Deck's very big here.
So you haven't had any other calls about reality TV?
Yeah, dating. All dating.
Well, they didn't get the message the first time.
Look,
I'm not.
Really? I wanted to find a book on. Telly.
You've got to get into law just in case. Do you get it now? I'm not that. I've got a law degree.
I promise you. No, I'm just not interested.
Right.
Okay.
Not interested.
So you get a call from Love Island.
I wouldn't have done
that. Lucy, baby.
I got the typical message.
Right. You might have to get married just to so the agent.
I know.
So stop calling.
24. Yeah, I got married.
Get one of those fake actor boyfriends. Look, you need somebody. I need some. Like a Tom Cruise sort of.
I just don't want to do it.
Allegedly.
It'd be laughable to deny it now. Okay. So reality things, not for you then.
No, it is for me. I love reality TV.
What would you go on? Would you go on a Big Brother?
Oh, I see. I always say that I'd love Big Brother.
Is it still going?
Yeah.
They had a new series.
You've not seen
recently,
it?
Yeah.
I haven't got TV. No.
It's on ITV?
ITV now.
Yeah.
I think they ruined the Channel 5. Like the
They always got an angle. What's their angle this time? Is it only entrepreneurs or something? Only sports people?
They had a bit more of a range of people.
It was very diverse. Yeah,
they sort of had some older people again.
Oh, yeah, I like them.
Trans and things like that.
Yeah.
They sort of had people in their late 40s and they might have had a 50-year-old.
Right.
Which is good. I think it's good to mix it up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because if you just get...
I'd watch an OAP
bunch
one.
Of everything.
If they had like a...
Oh my
over
God, yeah.
60s.
My granddad, he's like 92.
Because they
whatever.
Talk interesting stuff. You know what I mean? And especially if you've got old people drunk and haven't been drunk for 50 years.
Oh, yeah. Put them
in the room. You might as well just set a camera up in the day room of like a care home.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
It's all sat by the window. You know what I mean? Just looking at the birds.
Oh, I know.
The flat I was at, I have a real thing for old people. I can't. It's like a weakness.
A good thing or a bad thing?
No, I mean like... I'll stop anything I'm doing. I pretend I've dropped money. If I see one more old woman counting brown money in her hand in the Tesco, and I have to drop money and say, I think drop it. And I haven't got the money, but I have to say, I can't watch somebody counting pennies at 11 o'clock at night in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Anyway, but where I lived, there was an old people's home next to me, right in the complex or across the street from it. And it was quite big, you know, I could see through it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was an old people home for couples, like, so they'd have couples in there. And it looked quite nice. It didn't look miserable. And I've seen some bad ones. But anyway, so I'd get deliveries, but it was meant for them. And when I come up the stairs, I was on the second floor. and there's a wheelchair outside my room. I'm thinking, right, I'm assuming
that's definitely not for me.
Yeah, anyway, so it was for them. Because
oh, bless them.
So I took him down the stairs.
So you quickly put the wheelchair in your room.
I thought, well, I'll have a bit of fun. Yeah. Before I take it back.
Start just wheeling yourself around.
These brakes are worn out. Have you been using this? Well, I had a party.
It's,
anyway.
It's indented in the seats. This isn't my arse groove. Yeah.
So, it was like £1,000 because it had the thing on it. And I thought, Jesus Christ, it just looked really basic. Yeah, I didn't realise.
It's a prams as well, they're like
that. Yeah. Porsche and things like that. I saw a Porsche pram.
A Porsche pram?
Yeah, it was in the Porsche showroom, like next to the Porsche umbrella. Why? And all that.
Because you're obviously very insecure.
Yeah, true.
What was I saying? So, I took the thing down and there was an old guy in there. I said, there was no one there, but he opened up the electric doors and he was just sat. You know when you see him all really well dressed?
Yeah.
And he had like a cane and immaculate. And he sat there with a cane. He must have old. I think he might have been Spanish or something like that. And I said, oh, do you mind? What do I do with this? Blah, blah, blah. And there was nobody about because I was waiting. I couldn't get in. It was like electric door. Oh, he had to open. Yeah. And nobody was there. And the shutters were down inside, like where the woman sits. I thought, there's no one here. But it's during the day. And he was just sat there in the corner. He went back and sat in the corner. I said, do you mind? He said, I said, do you know what I'll do? He said, oh, you know, leave it there or whatever. And I said, are you waiting for somebody? You know, you've got to be careful just in case he's not well or something.
Yeah.
Because he was just sat there, looked like he was waiting for somebody, but there's nobody about. And he went, oh, no. He said, I live on the thing up there. And I walked out and thought, don't tell me he's just sat there. Like,
by himself.
It upsets me now. Years ago, that was. His hair was perfect. Yeah. I thought, oh God, is it like an anniversary?
And they're always clean shaven. Yeah.
If you go by like the what they call the Salvation Army, when they do like the things for Christmas something, and they're only well dressed people.
Yeah.
They only care about their hair's perfect, they've got little moustaches. and I just thought, the injustice. I don't know, I want to smack somebody. Mm. That's not fair.
So actually, my grandmother, she's got dementia, and my grandfather's 92 and he was a doctor. He's had a cool life, my granddad. Yeah. So he's a doctor for Luton Town, actually, for a long time. Oh. And he refuses. He's very stubborn. So I think being a doctor, he's so switched on, like crazy to talk to. Like he knows everything and anything. Like he helped with the COVID thing. We couldn't turn on Zoom, but he could help with the COVID studies, which is just crazy to me. And he refused to put my grandmother in a care home. So my mum and like a carer, as well as my granddad, because he's fine.
Yeah.
They care for her because they didn't want her in a care home.
Oh God, it's that stuff.
So yeah, so and we're very lucky. Like my grandfather worked very hard. He earned great money, to look after her. But he wanted to travel the world and he couldn't. So he looked after people his whole life. Hmm. And then my grandmother, he now cares for her. But he wouldn't have put her in a care home ever.
That's a weird thing to have to get if somebody just doesn't know who you are.
No, she's gone. There was a stage where it was quite like funny.
Yeah.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
Yeah.
So it was like she would just be like, she would just say anything because you're unhinged then.
Yeah.
And she would just say anything.
All the barriers are gone.
Oh my God. Like my mother would come out in like a swimsuit. She'd be like, oh God, like that. Like she would like say anything.
Yeah.
So it's quite funny. But now she's just like, we feed her everything like that. But I mean, she's happy. Yeah. She's there. So, and I think he's happy that she's just there with him.
Yeah.
I think it would be the worst fault to think of him. Like, he wouldn't live his life.
Yeah.
But he loves it. And he went to a reunion the other day for like all the old footballers in Coventry. And 92 years, and he loved it. And he was there with all these old footballers, as well as like the managers and stuff. Because he was there for 30 years. Like he worked hard with them, and they were like, come on, like, you need to go to a Luton game. Like, so he went yesterday after this.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Yeah, they put him in the director's box for Bournemouth Luton. But it's a very sad match.
But yes, I mean, if you haven't heard, which you probably haven't, the match was suspended because a player actually had a heart attack.
Second
heart
attack. How
old? 28.
Yeah.
And he's had heart surgery.
Yeah, he's had heart surgery. He had something lot, in May, didn't he?
So, when they went out. He's a captain. Yeah.
And what do they do? Was it during the game?
They literally collapsed, apparently.
Just collapsed.
And what do they do then?
Well, it was off the ball, as in there was no one around him. Yeah. So it wasn't like a contact injury or whatever. Or he didn't,
you know. It was completely away.
Yeah, he was just sort of dropped, you know, and everyone went, oh my God. So all the you know, physios and doctors and everything came on, and when they were treating him on the pitch, trying to get him going.
Place of Wales, he does.
Okay. But what happens to the? Does everybody just go home, or do they carry on? Or
No, they suspended the match. They
you can't, the match. Like, I think the footballers, you're like so mentally like that's horrific.
Yeah. So they just say, right, it's a draw or whatever. There's no, this doesn't count.
They might
unless
have to
replay.
They might replay it. But if it's called off, then it's usually a 3-0 win to whatever team kind of was more at fault for the.
I think you're down to like complete like rules then, aren't you? Like, yeah. You've got to like.
If you can't reschedule, because they'll reschedule it basically. Yeah. So,
yeah. And what happens? Is he brown bread?
No, he's all right.
Oh, he's all right.
They got up.
That's got to be freaky, though, if you're young and you just think, I don't know what happened. Just
second time, I think, yeah.
He's already had, surgery a couple of months ago. And, he's already had, sort of an issue.
Oh, I thought it was just one of them random things where somebody just drops, because that's happened.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah. It does. I mean, it happened at the Euros with Ericsson.
Yeah.
He, if you remember that, he was playing for Denmark, Norway? Denmark. I always get this confused in my head. It's like, I would say it's like...
yeah, it's one of them.
Dyslexia. But like...
Oh, you're dyslexic?
Yeah.
But me too.
Cool.
He's not a proper dyslexic.
Oh, really?
I got diagnosed with severe dyslexia. All right.
Oh, okay. It's a competition,
in uni for free.
Oh, okay.
Free printer.
No, they didn't believe me. They just put me in the stupid class. To them, it didn't exist for another 20 years. Go on.
I did hear you were dyslexic.
What was I say? Yes, I just can't tell the difference between countries, basically.
that's not my thing. He's jumping on the bandwagon.
No, but there's a couple of countries. I've been, Slovenia and Slovakia. I've been to one of them, and I can never remember which one.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's Bratislava, which is the capital. I think it's... I don't know.
Yeah.
Slovenia or something.
I'm okay with geography. No.
A man, we got out of the train station, and then an old man shouted at me and threw a rock at me. And that was the first 2 minutes. I don't know.
The war. Englishman.
He was ranting incoherently and screaming. And I was just like, God.
You go to Amsterdam a lot. What do they think of... That's not a
good... they hate us now, don't they?
Tourists. They've always had a slight... they always look down
We've always got to ruin it for ourselves, haven't we?
I always say, people like me ruined Amsterdam for people like me.
Basically. Yeah.
It's the reason why I go there. And
there's a BBC documentary. They were talking about the change of trying to get tourists away from the drug control and all that. And they're speaking about the red light district.
Yeah.
They went to work, the women that worked there. Mm. And they were saying that it's not what it was. And the thing, they spoke to some of the women and they said, we don't tend to go in the windows now because we get a lot of abuse. And she said, it's mainly from women. She said, the men.
Yeah, because they lap it up, don't they? Yeah.
She said, but the women will stand and go, you look at your this and look at that.
But you go, why do you go there then?
Well, it's always in groups and they're drunk. But I think it's more...
It's a tour.
It's like bullying. It's like there's probably some insecurity in them and they're going, look at her. And she said that's the worst thing when women do it to you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you don't want
to
see it.
But just going to be nasty, another human.
Mm. Yeah. It's like going to, McDonald's or whatever and just being rude to the staff and everything. I don't want your shitty burgers sticking up your ass.
Love me, I'm just cooking, yeah.
It's just I'll get paid to be here.
I love it when people... when Karens have a go and these little workers and they're little 18-year-olds making coffee and you're just he literally doesn't want to be there as much as you probably. Yeah. So
I was talking.
I always used to say my thing when I was working service jobs. So if someone was rude to me, I was always I'm getting paid to be here. What's your excuse?
Yeah. Why are you here?
And they'd be like, I was because I wouldn't be here if I wasn't being paid right now. I'll be doing something much better than me.
I love beef. I love beef like that. When you're working,
I was talking to somebody in the McDonald's drive-thru the other day, and he said something, and I thought somebody had said something to him. And I went, no, and I tried to be nice. And then he said, sorry, I'm talking to the next driver. I'm thinking, I can't even talk to you because you've ordered, now I'm here, you're taking the money, but you're talking to the person behind. I think that's not a life. How can you do that? It's not, because I was talking to him, he's talking, but he was, I said, I didn't hear what he said. What the, is somebody, he's talking to somebody else while he's talking to me. You can take that job and stick it up your ass.
It's a tough gig, though.
It's disrespectful. You can't have one person.
But they don't care, though. They get paid.
No, it's just numb. But
hospitality these days. I've worked in hospitality since very young. Well, since I could 18, probably before that. And I think hospitality these days is disgraceful. The way that people will talk to you when you're just and you're paying and you're like, if you I know you don't want to be there and I get it, like you're on minimum wage and it's hard, it's a tough gig, but like at least just be nice to me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like they don't even acknowledge you.
The workers.
Yeah, the workers.
The customers.
Well, customers are as bad, yeah. But the workers nowadays, like if you go to restaurants and stuff like that, like you just feel awkward like sometimes, not everywhere, but yeah. There is quite a few places.
The general level of service is quite poor, yeah.
Since like, COVID, I think.
Yeah. I think every year it just gets a little bit worse. People are a little bit more poor, a little bit more pissed off.
Yeah.
I said when you go to America, it's still to this day, I was shocked at how good this service was. Yeah. I was...
Hi there, how are you?
No, I was even like buying sunglasses in a... Yeah. I got to the point that she was spending so much time with me, I was worried that she was going to get in trouble because she just wouldn't leave. She was going, no, let me do that. And she's bringing all these glasses out. Do you know what? I've got some other one. And I go, no, it's fine. Honestly, you don't have to get any more. No, trust me, I've got some better ones. And she goes, I'm thinking, is she going to get in trouble? Because yeah. She spent a lot of time with me. But yeah, that wasn't tipping. Who was it? I was a comedian, I can't remember. But he said he was in America and he wasn't used to the tipping thing. He didn't realize.
No, I was the same when I went.
He said he didn't. Oh, what was it now? Oh, I can't remember. He said I had nothing. Mm. He said I only had 50p. Or whatever. Yeah. He said, so I put it down. He said he walked out and he heard, excuse me, sir. And he said the guy ran up to him and said, you can keep that and put it in his hand and we won't break
it. Because
it collapsed. It's a
chase risery. Yeah.
But it was in New York as well, to come out and go, excuse me.
Didn't
care there. Really? I was, you say good customer service. I was insulted I've been insulted in a lot of places across the world. It's
a worldwide thing.
Yeah, well, you know, but people, I seem to have that way about it.
They feel like they bully you.
yeah. Basically, but I was in a McDonald's in Battery Park, I believe.
Battery Park?
In Manhattan.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
And, I got insulted.
What, by the
guy at McDonald's? Assaulted or insulted?
Insulted, yeah.
Oh, they're looking down their nose at you.
Oh, yeah. He told me I had a stupid accent. What the hell was I saying?
Oh, my God. In New York.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, yo.
You think you'd be used to the accent.
What? They're savage there, though.
But I was just like, oh, excuse me. Hello. Excuse me. I'm British.
Well, you probably started
could
speaking
I please
better.
Use your bathroom, yeah. please? And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Bathroom? What the?
Yeah, what they hate problem? When you are.
And I was like, the toilet, the loo, and they go, huh? Yeah. They go, your fucking accent. What? Where the fuck?
You pull a gun out.
And I was just like, oh, okay, you know. And I just need to go for a piss. And like,
well, if I go to America, I accidentally start speaking better English, and I'm thinking it probably doesn't sound right.
Hello.
Yeah, I can't help it. It just kicks in. I know I'm doing it, and
they
I can't
love it,
stop.
Though. They love.
It's
the
like
accent.
That bit. Yeah. Austin Powers, the first.
Yeah.
One. There's a bit where he bumps into the Texan dude.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, hell, look at the get up you got there, boy. And he's just like, oh, actually, I'm English. You know? So he just puts on his sauce because he's talking to a Texan. He just puts on this very strange, it sounds talking like a King Charles. You know?
Well, so what was the problem, the McDonald's thing?
They didn't like me. They didn't like my face. They didn't like me just wanting like to you. Urinate in their premises. They directed me downstairs to a large, enormous room, like twice the size of this room.
Yeah.
I opened the door and there was an Asian lady squatting over the toilet.
Oh, for God's sake.
With two small boys
all
going at the same time into the same thing.
In New York?
Yep. And I just opened the door and went, oh, my God. It's like, sorry.
Did you run out in the street and they were all laughing as you ran out?
the camera's yeah, spinning and I was going, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible.
In Manhattan as well. Yeah. I suppose it's like London service industry. Like this is the veneer of being posh, and then below it's just crap and squalor.
But I mean, you know, I go to the Netherlands quite a lot, and like the customer service out there is awful.
Really?
Oh yeah, I've been told F off quite a few times.
I thought they were quite friendly.
It's just you.
Maybe it's just me. I'm the common denominator here.
We used to have a bit of the show where we just ask who hassled him this week. Because I think he's got a nice face, and people think in a group of people, I'm not speaking to him, she won't speak to me. Oh, well, he's not smiling away, and he's just there hiding behind. Because he carries comic books. I think that. Like,
do you?
Sometimes.
I think it makes him look weak.
he's getting it today.
There's a shaking, and they just pull it down.
Probably. I wouldn't do that to you, I promise.
Oh, probably the rest of the world don't agree.
Yeah. I do have a few local types.
Do you have a resting bitch face?
No, he's the nicest man in media.
That's what does it for me.
Yeah. I eyeball
I'm just
people.
More like sort
oh,
of,
I'm terrible.
Anywhere I go in, everyone gets the eyeball.
Yeah,
just,
but you don't
whatever you're
going
to do.
It.
No, I just check people out just to let you know. Anywhere,
I know you.
Anyone in this room is a better option than me. Whatever you're going to do, I'm not the one. Not today. Anyone, any just eyeball. And I don't it'd be funny. I just generally look around anyway to make sure, because I don't trust anyone. I want to make sure, what's that noise?
Really?
Who's that outside? Did that
I feel like
come
I've
in?
Lived a really sheltered life.
Well, 15 years in nightclubs, so like you become
well,
a
yeah. I was born with nightclubs, though.
Yeah, I only just used now got used to being in a room with a door behind me. I could not do it. I could not relax with
my,
a door behind me.
Do you know
me.
What? My dad was a manager for nightclubs for years, and he might have seen some crazy, crazy stuff. And... yeah, he's. I think he's not as bad. He's not really like that, but he.
But
you don't trust people easily.
No, but the thing is, when you're doing that sort of work, there's no diff. You take that mindset during the week because people recognise you and you're getting in fights in the street. It doesn't leave you alone.
Well, back when my dad was ill, he's like, well, nearly 60 now. So I think it was a very, it was like, nightclubs were the thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like the manager of the nightclub, like, you're the who's who. Yeah, like, you want to be friends with them because they're going to let you in. It's all the top people used to go, like, celebs used to go to nightclubs a lot more and stuff like that. So, I think he lived that life where it was like.
Yeah, that's much more. When
like, he used to get suits, like, made, like, free. Yeah, and, like, he'd never pay for anything in, like, Cardiff. Because
at some point, everybody in that town is going to go to that club.
But
so
it's
you're
not
all,
like that now.
No.
Everyone wants to go to prison. Well,
no, now they move managers around now. They don't keep them in the same place.
Oh no, my dad was like the who's who man.
Yeah, no, that's gone. Now I think it's like every 6 months they'll keep managers, but they'll move them to a different chain because they don't like.
Yeah,
they realize people. They don't like people getting clicks.
Yeah,
because then you start doing deals with like the delivery driver. So now they've made a point of moving people, so you're never comfortable with everyone. Because I remember worked in a club, a big club. I won't say the name. A big. It was a super club, and I was there for years.
That's him.
And They had to get these people, mystery shoppers, down because they realised they were just losing a lot of money. And there was five bars in the club.
Yeah.
And there was about five or six thing on each thing, bar staff. And they couldn't find out what they were doing. There was definitely money going missing. Now, the funny thing is the manager was robbing money. So, but anyway, that's another thing. Coke, everything. But anyway, so they couldn't figure out what was happening. But then at the end of one night, when everybody was left, all the punters, they just locked the doors and they just got all the staff and they said, well, everyone come and stand on the dance floor. And they got the doorman to go and check all the bars to see what was going on. Anyway, so I was the only one that found something. Now, I think the other ones, it was just behind the cleaning products in a bag and I pulled a sack out of money and all the doormen sort of went, I think they found stuff as well, but they just realised... they just went like that and kept it. And I was just stupid, like I was honest. Anyway, but that's all they could find.
What a fool.
Yeah. No, but I was naive. I was still, before the world booted me about, that I was still quite nice. I thought the world was a nice...
yeah, it's a nice place. Yeah.
Not that, no, you should be on the thieve constantly. Anyway, so they said...
How can you trust a guy who's not on the take?
Eh? So they sacked this on this bar. I just gave them the money and I didn't know who, but I know they sacked somebody. But anyway, they knew there was a lot more money going. This is like a 2,500 people club, 5-6 nights a week. Anyway, they had to get all these people in from like the army and things to watch the bars and pretend to see what was going on.
My club.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking thousands a night going missing through the year. Because anyway, what happened they couldn't see who was doing anything. Mm. That was the thing. They couldn't see people palming stuff. Whatever. Anyway, it turned out it was like there was more. It was always like there's more people involved than you think. And they figured out what was happening was they were doing the tills, like putting money in or whatever. Well, you know, they ring it up so it's not the same amount or whatever. And the money that they'd have, they'd put into the till and drop it on the floor with the other hand. And the person sweeping would get the sweep and they'd brush it and they'd put it in the bins. They'd put all the money in the and then put it out in the bins. And then what they found is at like 6 o'clock in the morning, a car would pull back into the nightclub and take the bags out of the bins and then just get all the money out. So he was putting money in and just dropping it and the other glass, so he was just sweeping it up. So they couldn't see anybody, you know, doing
it. But you wouldn't have that now because it's all card, I guess.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. So that's probably.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But then you probably got card fraud. Do you know what I mean? Card fraud. Crimes. Just whatever you fix something with, somebody will just.
I worked at an event and this guy pulled out his own card reader.
just the eight.
And I was like,
one for you, one for me.
Dude.
Yeah.
On an unrelated note, about 4 hours later, he was pulled out by security. Never saw him again. So yeah.
You have to be, even in petrol stations are the ones, because the cameras get your PIN.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And if that's
what, in petrol stations?
Yeah. So if you.
What now?
Yeah, well, they can clone your card. That's not hard, but they need your PIN. But if you're doing your PIN, the security cameras all over the place. All they need to do is see you. Yeah, so when you're doing it, you've got to put your hand over
you're
the
PIN. You're
saying
the people behind the desk. Yeah,
or it would be somebody's cousin or something like that.
Oh, that's what I do, Apple Pay.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I don't even carry my card.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so that's your phone, Apple Pay.
They say that if you have like a handbag and your phone is near it, they've got those card readers now that can like trigger it.
You're supposed to have like metallic inside.
I've seen someone who did that as well. I was working another event and the customer pulled out a card reader and was like, it's really cool because I can just walk past me. I got it set for a fire and I just go, doop, doop. And like,
Frank Skinner got his card and he said, how did they steal it? It's supposed to not work. And they said, they know people drop their keys by the door. So they just go right up to a door and use the card reader to scan your alarm thing, and then they can get the code and go near the car. And so you've got to put it in metal to.
That's the same as car keys now, though.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. Yeah, car keys. Yeah.
Oh right, yeah.
Let's get off of crime. How do we end up in crime?
I don't know.
Do you go out much in nightclubs and things now?
I used to.
Yeah, you were saying before. Yeah.
I feel like the nightclub culture before COVID. Since COVID, sorry. I know we always go back to COVID, but it's changed. Like my brother he was at that age, he was 18, turned 18 in COVID. Clubbing really doesn't fuss him.
Right.
But back it, like...
Yeah, God. Just...
I'm 24.
2 months ago. Yeah.
But it was like, you would always go to a club Friday or Saturday night, get absolutely hammered on like VKs, and then you'd go home and have this terrible hangover. But my brother, it's more pubs than bars now, I think.
Yeah.
I just like somewhere you can sit down.
Day drinking culture. No, I know.
Yeah.
Stand. Do you know how much calories you must burn in like a night at a nightclub? Because imagine you'd never stand.
Yeah, but the alcohol,
long.
You're basically drinking sugar. Is this what
I'm a vodka soda lime girl.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
I learned from my days.
I think you've got, if you can't talk to somebody, at least even if you have to shout, a nightclub is just stand there and
drink.
I never understood.
It's big in uni. Like uni is still big.
Because it's new. It's a new thing.
Yeah, like all them little freshers. Oh my God.
There's something to do, isn't it?
I remember I watched the change because one club I used to work in, I used to stand at the top of the VIP and look at the dance floor. That was a bloody job.
Yeah.
So, and I was there for many years and it was a big club. So I saw change like come in. I saw the change where it used to be a party atmosphere. And then people used to come in and the music changed and it was a bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
And then guys were just coming and standing and looking. And I thought, this isn't a party atmosphere.
No, it's not.
Women were sort of still that sort of group dancing. But even that started to disperse. And then the group in threes and then twos. And then there's a guy.
I don't think that there's an appeal as much for nightclubs. I loved my days. I was a VIP manager and like I loved my days in the nightclub. We had like, obviously, like, we had like the local Bournemouth footballers in, then we had like more higher end people come down from London if they're on the weekend, like especially summer, because people come down to Bournemouth for like the beach and stuff like that. So people come down from London and like the Stag and Hen do. But I think it was like a real fun party atmosphere. It was like the place to be, like you want to be there. My club got shut down.
Done for drunk and disorderly in Bournemouth.
Did it?
Yeah.
What was disorderly?
I was so
though?
Drunk.
Were you just being too polite?
No,
to people?
I was so drunk that the police would just like, "Dude, go home."
Yeah,
and I was like, "I don't know where I am." And I was like falling over and like I was unable to stand.
Right.
And then they were just like, "If I come back, I'm going to come back in an hour, and if you're here, I'm nicking you." And I'm like,
"Did you say excuse me? I've been to public school."
And I was like, "Oh," I was just like, "I just couldn't even talk. I was so drunk."
Oh, okay.
I had like a liter of vodka or something, and then we went out or something. So
I had my stomach pumped twice.
Did you?
Yeah, once was just drink a whole bottle of vodka. That's before ridiculous. I knew that vodka, because I drank a little cup
before
of it.
Before vodka had alcohol in it.
Yeah, I drank it. I thought, this doesn't do anything.
Water.
And then I had more drinks because I went into a bar and I ordered some more drinks. And then I did the worst thing you could do when you start to feel sick is go into the hot toilet.
I just got to sit down.
And that heat
hits
you.
Did you not try and get it out?
I didn't know what get out was. I didn't even know what I was going to get drunk.
Yeah.
No, it happened way too quick.
Oh, you were past that stage.
I got up, I had the bottle, then we went to the bar, went up, I ordered a drink, had a bit of two sips, and I started thinking, oh, what's happening here?
It's in the worst feeling, isn't it?
Because I wasn't a normal kid. I didn't know.
I love that. I always had this conversation in my head. I'm like, when I'm like that, I'm like, am I am I going to be sick? He goes, yeah. Should I be sick? And they go, should I be sick? Maybe I will be sick. I probably feel a lot better. I have this guy, and I talk myself into it. And I'm going, yeah, I think I probably would feel much better if I threw up. Yeah. And I go, maybe I should. Yeah, I think I will.
And you're in, go, you're like contemplating. Yeah. Like, okay, let's just
And they go, yeah. And I go, you know what? And I go,
Just, what was that Pink? Happens. Do you remember Pink, the rap? I don't know what she calls the musician, the rapper. What's the pop star? Yeah, the pop
star. Yeah, Pink.
Yeah. She. Do you remember her, where she's basically taking the piss out of like It Girls? Do you remember what's it, Something Girls, the song? And she's sort of she's going to the sunbed shop, and then she's buying a little puppy and putting it in her bag. Anyway,
I'm not that familiar.
There's a bit the in one. It's Something Girls, not Nasty. And she's cleaning a car with like hot pants on, but she's sort of rubbing it all over her hair and all of that, sliding off and falling off the car. But there's a bit, she runs into the toilet and they're all going, hi, how are you? And they're all in there trying to make this all sick. And she's going, I love being skinny.
And then she's sick.
I thought that is, she was great. Is she still about?
Yeah.
Pink.
I love Pink.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think she makes music anymore.
She's probably one of these people, if you
she's
Google
probably over
her,
30. That was the end of it.
No, she's probably done about like 10 albums in the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah, she's like, can't be asked.
But like, you just haven't heard much of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Had
she was American one. She was
so, yes.
Oh. What type of music are you into?
Me.
What's the last album or thing you downloaded?
Well,
you haven't.
Yeah, I'm just like, I went through phases, and when you worked in the clubs, like, you just thought you were really cool, like, listening to all the cool music. But now I love, like, old school, like, tunes, like.
Right, so, technical issues, but we are back.
Oh, the stuff you've missed. That was all the good stuff. Where were we on film? Yeah, so cinema then. Do you go to the cinema much?
I don't know. I'm not a film. I'm a... You know when every girl's like, oh yeah, I love dark, like crime docs.
Dark. Oh, dark.
Sorry, dark.
I thought you were talking about food.
Dark.
Quack. Right, yeah, dark.
Yeah, dark crime drama. Love it, series. Yeah.
Oh, it's a show?
No, just like, you dark, know, like dark. The crime. Genre. Yeah, okay, crime. Right, yeah. So like, I love like, Channel 4 do like 24 hours in police custody. Love
it. Oh, God.
Yeah, they're cool.
What's the last film you saw in the cinema?
None.
We've seen a film in the cinema.
Yeah.
That long ago.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't bother.
Just Netflix, TV.
Yeah, I don't have time to watch films. Not that I'm like busy. I hate when people are like, oh, I'm so busy. But like, I just don't have time to like.
What?
Unless I really want to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Are you, you do cycling, a lot of cycling.
Yeah.
Is that a big part of, you used to?
Yeah, no, I used to be like a high level cycler. No, I still cycle now.
Oh,
but not
still?
Compete where I like, no, used to.
How often do you regularly cycle every week?
Yeah, I train twice a day. I've just recently...
What do you mean you don't do it that often? Only twice a day?
No, like I train cycling in the evening and then gym in the morning.
So you're cycling every day?
Yeah, but I've just had to stop for 5 weeks because of my... I basically snapped my ligament in my ankle.
Ah. How did you do that? Fall off the bike?
No, I fell... I got up from a chair, I fell forward and my leg went like that, but I had UGG boots on.
Right.
So then my leg wanted to go that way, but the UGG boots wanted to go the other way.
The UGG boots.
So it took me 5 weeks to get an MRI.
Jesus.
Is not on the NHS.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that was pretty good for the... I knew a guy, he's a power lifter, messed his back up getting in the car.
Yeah, that's the worst thing.
Twist. He said to me, don't ever... He said, from now on, I don't get in the car with the bags and put them over the seat. He said, I put them on the other seat, and then I come back and I get in the car. I don't get in. He's a powerlifter and hurt his back getting in the car.
It's probably pretty damaged there anyway.
Oh, yeah, it was probably
you're
an underlying
like 100
thing. But it's just
an odd twist. Yeah.
I remember talking about a cycle. I fell off a bike. Again, this is one of my dodgy days when... you can't explain it. I was just that stupid where somebody gave me a dodgy bike and I went to cycle somewhere that's like down some country lanes at night because it was stolen. I thought I'd better cycle at night time. And it's about 4 or 5 miles cycle. But because when you've got nothing, anything's better than something. And it didn't have a pedal on the other side. So it only had the one.
So you can put your foot on.
So you can't make it come back up.
You catch it on the other side.
So I thought, I took my shoelace off and I tied my foot to it, right?
That was clever.
If you're an idiot,
like strapped in. So we're strapped in.
Yeah, so it's strapped down so I could pull it up and push it down with my leg.
Yeah, we're strapped in.
Right, yeah, it sounds fine until I was going around a corner. I was in the middle of the road because it was pitch black. It was right nighttime country lanes. And a car came. and it came a bit close, and I went to put my foot down.
Ah, okay.
And suddenly I realised, oh, I shouldn't have tied my foot because I went that way.
That way.
So when it went that way, I went, oh, right. And I just went down, and the thing missed me by about 9 inches, like that. But as I tried to get my foot up, I suddenly realised, oh, this
you go,
is...
oh, this was actually a bad idea.
And I fell towards
that's
the car.
That's why this was a bad idea. Yeah, I thought, okay, yeah.
But I suddenly realised, oh, I can't do anything that way. I could do anything that way, but I couldn't go that way.
No, like... I've not had many crashes. I've had one or two. One, I know we're the devils on the road. I know we're hated. I get it. Mm. But like, it's not. It's the only few that make us have bad names. I actually did Velodrome more.
What's that?
It's a track, but inside.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I've done that.
You go in circles, you have no brakes, no gears. It's a bit weird.
Yeah. So you just
you're 45 degrees in the back. Yeah. Yeah. Right, so you're literally cycling like on that.
Why don't I have brakes? Extra weight.
Don't need to.
You pedal backwards when you brake, but you don't need to because you're going in a circle.
Right.
Yeah. So you only brake when you're coming down. And
yeah. Oh, okay.
Down.
So you
sort of just slow down, really.
Yeah. It's very stupid.
But you must
if
have
you
time...
brake on the bank, you're down. You wouldn't have... You wouldn't
so I suppose you use the gradient to speed up and slow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, literally. Right. I see. Okay. Yeah.
How long have you been cycling for?
I got scouted when I was 14, 13.
But how did you get scouted cycling?
I was a swimmer and I think I had big legs.
Oh, they thought you might be good.
Big, strong legs, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, there was not many girls cycling.
Right. And do you enjoy it then?
I loved it, but as everything, the sport's great. I love the sport. It taught me a lot. I didn't drink until I was 18. Yeah. Like, I was very dedicated. Me and my dad, we do it together. So I actually got him into it. And my dad at one point was fairly overweight and very unhealthy. Yeah. And now he's like obsessed with it. He's better than me now. Yeah. So I love it for that aspect. But as every sport, you've got the rich parents and they ruin it.
Yeah.
I was on like my parents are like they help me, obviously. And I'm very, very grateful for that. And I'm very lucky, but I was on an old aluminium bike and I got a better one as I got better because they're not going to buy me the state of the art if I'm not very good, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I had an aluminium bike and I turned up to these races and I'm racing against people on like these carbon fiber that like you pick up with two fingers and they're like 14.
You have to hold it down because it floats.
Literally.
Yeah.
I think it just like, that didn't, I came off, basically I had a tonsillectomy and 2 days before like my finals in Manchester, like this track final, and then I was 17 and I had A levels and I just all got on the way.
It's always a good idea when you're young to get somebody into like a sport
where
they have to, because it auto corrects everything else they do, because if you know you've got to go run,
in my kids
got a race,
will 100% do sport,
and especially give them a hobby that's not drinking or doing
even
drugs,
not doesn't have to be a sport, a hobby,
usually something physical though, because when you're doing something physical it stops you doing things that isn't like sugary
so crap. Talking about dyslexia, my brother, I'm dyslexic but I'm not like I struggle just to like spell, that's where I'm bad. But my brother is severely dyslexic, and he went to school and he had like the scribe for his GCSEs, like he would dictate even maths so someone else writes it for him.
Oh really?
Yeah, so clever though, so clever. So uni wasn't for him, but basically my brother, he was not naughty, but because obviously like school wasn't for him, he didn't enjoy it. He was bright at all this like subjects, but he needed something to like focus him. So my mom and dad took him to boxing and he was just unreal. And he became Southern champion.
Oh, cool.
So, and he was just dedicated.
Yeah.
So dedicated. And it taught him a lot. And I think now in his jobs, like he's very dedicated to his jobs. It teaches you to be dedicated.
Yeah, they've got to come to the realization that we're in the Victorian era with teaching still. There are people that are in jails that should, if you had just put them there rather than
told
them
to do that. A lot of money
that.
Now.
Yeah.
More money than people that go to uni. 100%.
Because everything I've done with the magazine, some other stuff, no money, nothing. I put all this stuff together. But at school, I was in the stupid class, like dumb with kids. They just didn't even,
terrible.
They didn't even, the things that went on in our classes, the teacher wouldn't even teach us. She would just mark other people's thing in there. And there was stuff that was going on in there.
It's terrible.
That I thought, why am I in this class? I just don't know. I'm not lazy. I'm not horrible. But I just don't know.
He even got A-levels. Like my mum and dad pushed, so like they would
be that's
attitudes.
What I said. If you've got something like dyslexia, you better either have a good teacher or a good parent. Because if you, like me, had none.
Oh, God, the fights we used to have.
You'll just you're out.
He had to get his A level. But he actually ended up, this is why I'm really passionate about like apprenticeships, is I saw myself go to uni and get all this money to go to uni. And I did, like I got given it by obviously like funding and stuff. If he didn't have my parents who earned decent wages and live rent free, he wouldn't have been able to do the apprenticeship for £3 in nowadays as well. An hour. Yeah. And now he had the apprenticeship, he got it, and my mum and dad helped him. And he now builds boats for super yachts. He's 22. Well, 21, sorry. And he's on more than the...
So he's got involved with yachts as well. Is there something in the family that was...
No, there's not.
Nothing,
well,
nothing?
Yeah, there is.
You didn't have a big picture of a boat in your house and you suddenly realised, oh, that picture.
No, so my mum and dad didn't take us sailing when we were younger. Right, yeah. No, they weren't like that. My dad had a boat. Yeah. He's a big fisherman in Penarth Marina in Wales. But no, my... it goes all the way back. But yeah, we have a story and... it's called Stormy Petrol. It's amazing. And she wrote it in 18.
What do you mean you've got a story? What do you mean?
It's my family.
A book.
It's like an heirloom, yeah. And it's like she wrote it and she travelled the Atlantic. It was 1800s, is that it? She wrote the diary of her travelling.
Oh, wow.
It's all in like concealed. It was in like a museum and everything.
Oh, wow.
So we've got it now and... I'd love to do a movie on it, but it's crazy. She wrote her life at sea, traveling the Atlantic, but back in the day when there's not like, it's a wooden boat, do you know what I mean?
And they were pirates.
Yeah.
They were like,
She left from West Wales. So my family are from West Wales. She left from there and she documented the whole thing. She wrote all about it, like her love life, like everything. It's amazing to read.
Yeah. Oh. That's funny that when... to sail when you didn't know what was at the other end, you know?
Oh, yeah, you don't know. Oh, where are you going? Well, you
who's
know.
There? I mean, you'd always have, like, they'd come back from different countries with things they'd drawn of, like, animals. And they'd always, you can see, clearly it was supposed to be an elephant, but they got some bits wrong. Or it have a horn. Instead of going, no, that's a rhino. That's the. And when you see the images of what they drew and the fruits, they bring back certain fruits.
It was in Old English, though. Like, we had to have it translated.
Yeah.
But yeah, they the stories, like, they come back with crazy stuff.
Yeah, and you don't know what's going to be at the other end.
Yeah, I think she was doing, like, it was, like, some sort of cargo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is crazy. I'd love to write. I'd love
to. Is it new to then do that sort of thing, now that you've had experience on boats and things?
What do you mean?
Like, do you want to go and sail the sea?
No.
No, it's just not. Okay, you just did it as well.
I did it on a mega super yacht, like, it was 72 metres. It was a bit luxury. We had like a spa.
How many floors is that? Four? Three?
We had one, two, four.
Yeah, four. Did you meet the owners?
Yeah.
How were they? They're probably quite nice.
Oh my God. Right. So below deck is, you all see that and you think that they're rich. They're not rich. Like, it's a group of friends have put a load of money together to go on a super yacht. Yeah. They're wealthy. They are rich.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're not rich.
They're not billionaires.
So I've met 3 billionaires in my lifetime. It's just quite unusual. Like, not many people meet that many.
I've not met one.
Not even multi, like, billion.
Yeah.
Billion plus. Most normal people.
Yeah.
But they're very structured. Very structured people.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Because everything has to be in a place. And that's where that's how they've got to a place. They wake up and they do the same thing. They have the same... drink, they do like, he does a Sudoku, like, he does the same thing.
So you're saying, in order to be a billionaire, you need to be autistic?
It's probably a bit in there.
I genuinely think I'm no one to say that, but he's very, very particular.
Yeah, everyone's a bit everything.
He'd line his phone cases up in cupboards.
Yeah, things start to get a bit weird when you get to that.
But honestly, the nice, like, they, thing is, they can be demanding. But, like, we're there to work for them. We're on, it's their house, basically, but on a thing. A terrible investment, a yacht, in my opinion.
As they say.
A terrible investment.
They always say it's cheaper to stand in the shower and burn £50.
Yeah, so. I would charter, if I was a billionaire, you can't just have a yacht. But if I was a millionaire, I charter yacht. But it honestly, I genuinely, working on yachts has made me realize that money is not everything.
Yeah.
And it's, I know everyone like goes, oh no, could you imagine having a yacht? Could you imagine? You, I always say this, would you rather cry on a yacht by yourself or in a Ford Fiesta with five of your mates?
Yeah.
You know when people are like, you'd rather cry in a Ferrari, but on your own?
Yeah.
And you can't trust anyone, you have no one. I'd rather cry in a small, tiny car with no one. With five people, sorry, than no one.
Better than crying on a crowded bus.
Do you have two friends next to you, though?
No.
No. Well, then that's terrible. Yeah.
You're on your way, and you're on your way to work. You're not even coming back from work. You're on your way work. So you've got to,
then make it
seem like you're not crying, that you haven't been crying, and then go to work for seven hours.
Yeah. The rich fellow I know, he said the people that he knew, the rich, he said, you're just seeing the best bits. He said, more they have, the more responsibility they've got.
I'm not happy.
And he said, the money, and this made me happy, he said, that everything becomes normal after a few months. They're not walking into a big house the way they see it. That's just their house.
No,
that car is just another car.
Same handbag is the same handbag.
Yeah, he said about a Ferrari. He said, I noticed people with a Ferrari. He said, they get the car, they come up, they've had 200 quid to clean the thing. And he said, 2 weeks later, there's a can of Coke rolling around and a bag of crisps.
Yep.
He said, it just becomes normal. Then it's on to the next thing. And then he said, they're not happy. It takes away a lot of pain.
But they strive for the next thing.
Yeah. But it's the mindset. This is all I care about. That's all they've got. Like, this is the thing.
Well, yeah, but like, it's...
Because he was telling me, he said, the relationships. He said, they all know that the person they're with, who's always 10 years younger, wouldn't be there if they didn't have that money.
No, one of my bosses...
built into the system. They know that.
One of my bosses, he was with the same woman. He had nothing. So there's a big difference between new money and old money.
Yeah.
So the ones that I met that made it for themselves, completely different mindset. But the ones that I met that got given it, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a...
No, yeah, it's massive, definitely... Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He would tell us stories. Like, he'd sit and tell us. Like, so we had a bar on one of the levels.
Yeah.
And he'd love our stewardesses to stand and sit with him. He's 80-odd. And I think he was, like, a New York...
Right.
Yeah, he's a wheeler dealer. Like, he's great. I loved him. And we'd stand round the bar and we'd just chat. He'd like to chat to us because we're normal. And do you know what? We don't talk about money.
Yeah.
Every rich person, all they ever talk to you about is investments, money... Who did you meet presidential wise? And he just loved to talk. He's like, Wales. Where's that?
Yeah.
Wales, England. And I'm like, no, it's Wales and Wales. And he's like, I want to go one day. And then I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Is everyone
boss.
Like you? Yeah.
And I was like, come on, boss. Like, you'd love it. And then he goes, come on. I think you girls work so hard. Have a shot. So he gets this crystal like thing. And he's like, we offers you pour it. Like, he doesn't pour it. And, get these posh shot glasses and he pours it and I have no clue about whiskey, like absolutely no clue. He's pouring it and then he goes, come on. So I sip it and I'm like, yay, because like you're drinking in work, like, that's fun, isn't it? And then had it and I was,
whiskey.
It was like Jack Daniels to me, like in my head. And he was like, do you know how much that is? And I was like, no. And he's like,
oh god,
1500 shot. I was like, Louis 15. I was like, Jesus
Christ.
Like it was in a crystal ball, like a crystal ball. Unreal. And I hated it.
To mention how much it costs, it's a bit tacky to go.
No, he didn't even say that. But I know what you mean. But it was like, and you know, I was like, can you just give me the money?
Yeah. Yeah, give me half.
1.5K, I was just like, just give it me.
I'll go Sainsbury's and I'll get you a bottle of JD and a bottle of like the value whiskey.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get a bottle of value whiskey for about 15 quid.
They've done the experiment. They did it with water. They did a full-on experiment. Let's see if you can tell
what.
And they got water. There's people that supposed to be tell the water. They went for the poor water. It wasn't even like they didn't know. They went for the cheaper water.
Well.
And they can't remember what they said. There was something about... Oh yeah, I think because it was more chilled. We go,
Well, they do that. Like Aldi and Lidl do this every now and then. They do their little taste test thing where they invite all these food critics and all these well-to-do people around, and they say, right, we're going to cook you a lovely meal, and you're going to have to guess. There'll be three ingredients or whatever, and you have to guess which three ingredients are from Aldi or whatever. The joke is, of course, it's all from Aldi. And they pick, oh, well, actually, it's this. And then they had one person one time and he refused. Said, no, this is, you're lying.
Oh,
this is
you're
this is
wrong.
Obviously from like Waitrose. Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like, no, it's not, mate.
Just ego, bloody hell.
And same thing with all the booze as well. Like the champagne.
You cannot tell the difference.
The champagne and Carver and stuff. No. Like the Aldi
grand,
stuff. But they have all these people coming on, tasting it all. And the Aldi stuff does quite well. Usually,
yeah,
like,
they're
it's,
like, no.
It's the paper. Oh, this is the Cristal. Yeah. This is the Dom Perignon.
That's the proper.
This is the 300 quid a bottle stuff. Yeah. And it's like, no, it's from Aldi, like 8 quid. And they're like, again, they're like, no, you must have got labels wrong.
Have you ever had a really expensive booze?
Have I ever?
When you're working in the casino, did you sort of? No,
might have had a chicken in your shop. Yeah,
they just had a little one.
Yeah. Put a bit of water in there afterwards. Do you remember? I think we did talk about this once before. There was something in up till the 80s. It was called the female menu.
Okay.
Things are obviously a little bit sexist up till the 80s. Well, a little bit.
Just up to the 80s, yeah. Got not that on
No, the but what they had in certain restaurants, you'd go in, they'd give the man the menu that would have the prices, and they'd give the one to the woman that didn't have the prices. And it was supposed to be like chivalry that the man's going to pay. And it was all fine until there's a New Yorker, I think she was a magazine mogul or something, walked in with a guy, and she was like hiring him for something, and he handed it to her, but there was no price on it because he'd given the thing to the guy. So she sued them, I think it was like 60 grand or something, sued them. And then all the law, that was it. You had to, you couldn't do it from then on.
How interesting.
But up till then, it was a normal thing.
That's rubbish. Because if I'm spending a lot of money wooing a lady.
Yeah. 20 quid.
I want to know how much, I don't mind her seeing how much I'm spending. Maybe it's if you're cheap.
You want them to know. I've just bought you a 15 pound drink.
Like. Yeah. Like that steak cost £12. And I want you to know that. Yeah.
As a new generation, how does that sit with you? If you brought that back, going to a restaurant,
yeah, that would be weird. I'm not one of them. It's like,
if it existed again, would you say no, sexist, or would you go, well, you know, it's nothing?
I'm not that fussed about stuff. But it was a bit weird. I would like to know.
The thing that annoyed me was that someone owns a restaurant. Don't sue them.
Yeah,
it's one thing to go complain and get it
but
taken.
But if everyone's got it, why are you suing them?
What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it was a bit. It was known as you can Google the images of like a female menu. There's no prices on them. It was a just thing. It was a lot of high end restaurants.
Yeah,
but I just thought, just get them to stop doing.
I'd rather get given that when I'm drunk and I don't want to know how much I'm spending. That would be good then.
Oh right, okay. So you're just looking after yourself wherever you go.
When you're spending 15 quid on a drink in London, I'm like, what? That is wild.
You're like, no, I just after one.
Yeah.
I didn't ask
Ibiza's
for five.
Like that
it's not a party.
Well.
Yeah, I don't want a party piece.
Yeah,
Ibiza, I paid $12 for a war bottle.
For a what?
A bottle of water.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Christ.
It's in high, yeah. And then you can only get, like, premium vodka. So like, Belvedere Red Bull would be, like, 40 euros.
I knew a guy that had a rave, and he was literally just filling water bottles up from the tap. He said he was charging them with like fiver. He said they didn't know the tops were on. He said they would do that to show that top was coming off to give them the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
He said then they're just going to pick the bottles up from the floors and then they fill them up with water again, fiver.
Yeah, water's water enough.
It's sort of borderline. You go, well, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, but like you've got water.
Yeah, as long as you're not putting anything else in the water. No, you know, he didn't do that. Right, so anything else you want to talk about? We've been through your life. How's your love life then? So you dating anybody at the moment? Because I was thinking that she hasn't mentioned it, and I thought you haven't mentioned
it's a bit
it.
Personal?
No, that's not personal.
You can ask me. You can ask.
Because I thought the fact you hadn't mentioned it, I thought you haven't mentioned it at all. I thought the billionaire thing when you mentioned it, I thought right.
What, you think I should go for him?
No, I just thought you mentioned. I knew three billionaires. And I thought right is one of those.
I wish,
but you didn't say anything.
I wish. No, rugby boys.
Oh yeah, rugby cricket. You said you like.
Yeah, terrible. Watch.
Do you go often to the rugby?
Yeah, I watch rugby every day. Not every day.
Who do you support?
Every weekend.
A Welsh team.
Yeah, I do support Scarlett, but I'm seeing someone from. I'm with someone. Sorry.
Oh, okay, right. Okay.
From Coventry.
Rugby player.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Professional.
You never talk about sport. I've never heard you talk about sport.
You never.
Ever?
What?
Yeah. What? I've never heard you talk about sport once. Football sometimes with Andrew.
Football. Yeah.
Is there anything else?
Nah.
Yeah, just like football.
I thought public school.
I was on the train with two football people like today.
Football people.
Yeah.
Football types.
Hooligans. Yeah. They weren't hooligans.
Were they fighting each other?
No. So yeah, rugby.
Pushing and shoving each other for 3 hours.
I know. Everyone was like, he plays for Coventry.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I once saw a really great fight. I was working in Luton. I was in a pub in Luton. I was working with this black fella, a really nice guy, and it was usually, it was a quite, but the football hooligans met, and they were either end of the pub, in the like out in the street, and they ran perfectly right in front of the club. And we had to lock the doors. But the one, because it was, I don't know, it's 12 years ago, something like that. All I kept thinking, because they're all sort of like 40s, 50s, with Burberry on and gold.
Yeah.
And it looked so tacky. I thought,
but it's like a,
it's not even
pretty fake.
It's like a sort of,
everyone was going, come on, come on. I'm thinking, you've been stood here for 10 minutes telling each other to come on. Yeah, come on. Honestly,
it's like the mythical gay
do
code.
Do something.
Yeah. Like, it's like the mythical gay code. It's a symbol to other guys that you're down to part.
Oh, you're a football.
When you're in your 50s and you've got a Burberry cap on and like gold hanging off you, and you're thinking, that's 40 years out of date.
I was in a pub. I was in a pub.
Right, we'll end on this.
Reading, Man U. And the police is in Reading. Happened to be, and the police actually had to come in and stand. They had to separate everyone in the pub to one side Reading,
oh,
one side Man U,
in the building,
and in the pub, and then the police stood in the middle of the pub, making sure that no one
children was.
Today
children.
He actually said the guy Aston Villa fan and the guy I'm with is a Birmingham fan, so they hate each other. And he took me to one of the matches. So he was like, oh, your boyfriend's not going to like youth organs of us. And I was like, I just talk to anyone. And but basically, he doesn't wear the club T-shirts.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want trouble.
Oh, because just starting fights because just my club, your club. So like, what?
It's childish.
Yeah, fight the rich.
It's funny though.
Fight the politicians. Well, don't fight each other.
That's the thing. I mean, like, I'm a Reading fan, and so when I do wear my Reading scarf, people just go, oh.
Yeah, bless it.
Oh, bless.
I suppose if you've got to pick a team that always loses, then nobody would be angry with you.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Just some of these people feel sorry for you.
Birmingham, they're pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Currently,
they've
got Wayne Rooney as their manager.
Yeah,
now,
they didn't like Rooney.
Oh, is he that old now? He's become a manager.
Yeah.
When, what's the, when's
about 30, he's not that, he's about 37, 38.
I think because he was playing when he was young.
Yeah, well, he was, but he's.
What's the, when's the next World Cup?
It's the Euros next year, and so 3 years.
Yeah.
Who won the last one?
You really don't like football?
Don't watch TV, I don't know what's going on in the world, all I know is the work I do.
Argentina won.
Oh, right, it's always them or Brazil or somebody like that.
It's the first time.
So where's the next World Cup?
I know the Euros.
It's always in a fascist country, isn't it? They try and make it a bit more.
The Euros.
It's two after that, isn't it?
The Euros is in Germany, and that's next summer, and I can't remember where the World Cup is.
Where was it before?
It was in Qatar. They had that weird one in Christmas.
Qatar?
Yeah, because I remember.
And they threw the money at. And then the stadiums are... abandoned now.
Of course. because
there was people who died, didn't
they? Yeah, you can't.
It was awful. And like, they did that whole thing where they were like, yeah, we're going to be chill, like with LGBTQ.
Yeah, while you're here.
We're going to be chill with that. Like it's fine. As long as you sort of don't, you know, keep it a bit low key, guys and gals. And those betwixt. And drinking, again, we're going to be chilled with that. And then the 2 days before the thing started, they're like, yeah, we're not going to, we're closing all the bars. The fact that the event's sponsored by Budweiser, it doesn't matter. Yeah, screw
but
that.
But what is it they're going to do people, to these countries? They're going to fix it. We did this with Hitler. They said, all right, if we bring the games, the Commonwealth games to them, like, all they did is roll down the Nazi swastikas. Don't rip them on the way down. We'll need them in about 5 weeks. Then they left and they put them back up again. You go, you haven't changed anything. What do you think you're going to change?
Yeah, but we got those wonderful shots of Jesse Owen, of Hitler.
Oh, Hitler wouldn't shake his hand.
Yeah, not wanting, not like refusing.
Imagine the stress
Jesse
of him winning.
And Jesse Owen's just winning everything at like second gear.
I know, I would have been like this at the end.
Great, yeah.
Now they just blur him out.
It's weird. And then he's sort of getting he's getting his gold medals and stuff and all his medals. And they've got these swastikas behind him. And you're like, oh my God.
Have you traveled much? Then where many places you've been to?
I love history, actually.
Okay. You haven't traveled to the past?
No, I haven't. I did do Berlin trip and all that,
right? Okay,
cool.
Yeah, history. Yeah. But no, I've traveled Borneo, Malaysia.
Oh, okay.
And then America.
Okay, where'd you go in America?
LA and Miami. I'm a Miami girl, right, definitely not LA.
You went to the main parts, just the LA.
Can't stand it.
It feels like, I'm not kidding you, I was dating somebody who lived in Malibu. We went to this event.
That's nice.
That was like, Malibu's fantastic. Yeah. It's so nice.
That's lovely.
LA's a different place to Malibu. It's completely different.
It's disgusting.
Somebody didn't like me in the Malibu gym. He was in the Avatar film. He's like, English, we kicked your ass. I don't care. What are you talking about? He was nice enough, but he just didn't like, wouldn't stop going on about it either. I thought, mate, I don't care.
Just stop.
Yeah, but he wouldn't stop.
So you don't stop.
But, I was going to say now. Oh yeah, but America, it's so big. It's like a load of different countries. America isn't really. If you go to Texas, New York, they're all their own countries. Then yeah, I mean from Malibu to LA,
like the UK is the UK.
Yeah, but you can go to. I mean, you've got places that open carry, like in Denver, you can just openly carry a gun.
It's almost like the difference between like Madrid and whatever, like sort of Warsaw. You know what I mean?
It's literally like that.
But I went to this event. There was a charity event. They're always doing charity stuff in America for all their ills. All they do is charity. Everyone's doing charity everywhere. And the woman, she said to me, "Oh, what do you do?" First, they always, "What do you do?"
Or like, money, love money.
Are you worth talking to? What do you do? I said, "The magazine." "Oh my God, magazine." I said, "Yeah." She said, "Where is it?" I said, "No, it's just online at the moment." And she turned away from me. I was not used to that. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
She's gone. Online. Oh, obviously, you're not a publisher. Like, but it was nice to have under my belt to just be able to go, wow, I saw that play out in front of me. I saw somebody walk away. You're like, no politeness, nothing. Just turn the fuck off.
Bye then.
So that, where are you off to now? Are you back to
Coventry? I'm going to.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that where you came from today?
Near Birmingham, yeah.
Oh, okay. Obviously, you didn't come from in London. You travelled.
Yeah, yeah, but I was going to come last night anyway, but I didn't bother in the
end. How long is it from Coventry?
An hour.
Straight here?
Yeah, Euston.
Yeah.
Euston.
Oh, Euston's great. Goes everywhere, doesn't it? I get surprised sometimes.
Yeah,
13 quid, though, you can't complain.
How much?
13, I couldn't drive for that.
That's quid more than me. I don't get on trains, but if I was, that's... Because it's 24 quid for me to get a train.
Yeah, it's cheaper than mine.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, if you drive it, they get you again because you've got to pay congestion charge.
Yeah, exactly. So
any avenue you try and get out. Right, well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I didn't want to go too much about the stuff. Oh, but what have you got coming up in the future? Before we finish?
I want to be a sports presenter. So excellent. Sports presenter. That, yeah.
Cool.
Anything in the pipeline right now?
We're just training around. Journalism, journalism.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck for... Oh, what type of sport? Rugby?
No.
Right, okay.
Can't do that.
No, I was going to say, I thought you might. Why am I specialising in rugby?
It's cycling.
Oh, right.
Cricket, rugby, yeah.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Yeah, lovely. Well, we hope to see you on the TV
you.
Soon. And maybe on Big Brother. Maybe. If journalism works out. Yes. All right, lovely. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
see you
next week. Bye. Here's your story. Let's begin. The world is fine. Come on, dive in. The future's here. It's right before you. Could be larger than